Euzubillahimineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dear brothers and sisters, scholars, George, and all the friends and campaigners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's really wonderful to be here. You know, I look around, we are all family and friends and campaigners. We're struggling together day in, day out. And isn't it wonderful what Mr. Trump did, really, you know, exposed. I couldn't believe it. You know, when it happened, I thought no other fool would have removed the mask the way he removed the mask. The policy of Trump and Obama and all the previous president is really no different whatsoever. It's just the mask has been removed, so we could get on with it now. We have listened to fantastic and wonderful contribution. I think the contribution from Roshan was very important, very important. We should not allow the Zionization of Islamic centers and Muslim community centers. We should not allow the Zionists to infiltrate and actually normalize themselves the way they are doing. And this is not really blaming one center or another. It's actually the policy of infiltration which needs to be aware, and we need to stop it. But also, we are being demonized. Our community, our Palestinian brothers and sisters, George and others highlighted, are facing demonization and pressure day in, day out. They are going into prison as young as 5 years old. They are suffering as a family and as a community. They're deprived of most basic fundamental rights, even medicine and nourishment. This is happening on a daily basis. And they're being bullied by the Zionists. But also we are being bullied here. Many of those who you saw speaking today, including Ken Livingston, and I see others in the audience who are actually being demonized and bullied by the Zionists, because what they know is happening very clearly. Overwhelming majority of people in Europe, in Britain, in United States are awakening to the reality of oppression of the Zionists against the Palestinian. So what they can do, and the only thing they can do, through hook and crook, they could con and divert the so-called leaders of our communities, from different political parties, the leaders of media, etc., and bullying the activists to so they submit or shut up. But I've got a news for you, Zionists. We are not going to shut up. Actually, if anything, we're going to be speaking much louder. The reality is our brethren in Palestine is struggling against injustice. They're resisting. That is their God-given right. That is the international law-given right to people to resist illegal occupation. That is their right, and it's our duty to support their right. And we will do so. It doesn't matter how many articles you're going to write about us. It doesn't matter how many times you threaten us with a private prosecution. We are going to continue. And I want to say something else now here. Islamic Human Rights Commission will be supporting every single activist who is actually being bullied by the Zionists. We will organize behind them. We will organize the whole community, not just the Muslim community, the Christian community, anti-Zionist Jewish community. We are coming together. We are ready for the fight of standing and supporting Palestinians, no matter what. We are not going to give in. And that's the message. We will organize ourselves. We are going to work together, all of us, and victory will be us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.